Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for this short podcast. This podcast is suitable for Queensland only, so regrettably, if you're not from wonderful Queensland, it's of no benefit to you. I'm recording this the 2nd of July 2021, and it's in relation to the current tenancy reforms in Queensland Parliament. And I did a podcast yesterday, the 1st of July, regarding the Greens Tenants' Right Bill. And today I just want to have a quick chat to you. I've just finalised an emailing off to the Community Support and Services Committee as part of the finale of the review about the Labor Housing Legislation Amendment Bill. My submission is public and it's on my website. You'll find it in one of two places. On the homepage, you'll see Real Estate Excellence Member Update and you'll also see Industry Update. So at the top of both those links, you'll see a further link to the RTRA Act review, and you'll find the Labor Government Housing Legislation Bill, which I'm about to speak of, and the Greens Bill, which, as I mentioned, I've already done the submission and a podcast and shared that publicly. Now, particular focus I have on behalf of my company, Real Estate Excellence, and my many, many valued members, I've focused on the following: the proposal for lessor's agent to arrange emergency repairs to be made. Now, you'll see when you review my submission, I've got grave concerns on this one because it's in direct conflict of agency law, and particularly our agency, the Agents Financial Administration Act. So I've got more detail on the submission, again, that I've shared publicly for you to review. Disclosing particular information, there's a proposed new section 57A, and it's about agent lessors disclosing particular information in an advertisement. Now, the detail there is missing, so you'll see that in the bill of what I say and what they're proposing, and it's a penalty unit provision, so it's a bit ambiguous. We don't know what we're looking at there. Orders about tribunal, about carrying out repairs. So a new ability proposed for tenants to apply to tribunal for a repair order. So application for tribunal for a repair order of the lessor. And it covers for both routine repairs and emergency. My concern there is basically reasonable timeframes aren't defined, and I believe they should be, as I go on to say in the submission. Supporting tenants to enforce their existing rights by removing without grounds. I've got a lot to say there, which will be of interest to many. And what they're looking at is replacing for fixed term only, end of fixed term contract. But it's interesting, as I say, to consider my views. Obviously, you may not agree, and that's the beauty of democracy. But I've got some concerns, particularly relating to periodic agreements. And the use of proposed end of fixed term contract clause for a ground to end a tenancy, a notice to leave, as opposed to having status quo without grounds, which is what I'm advocating, and I discuss why. Providing an expanded additional reasons for tenants to end a tenancy. I've got some concerns there, particularly with tenants still being able to give 2 weeks notice without ground, plus other matters that they have new grounds for minimum housing standards, reason and good repair, which I go on to say. And then we talk about minimum housing standards a bit there, which I talk about good repair. What does good repair mean? It's open for dispute and interpretation. So I'm encouraging the committee as part of this process to look at what does good repair mean. There's also concern about, which I, as I say, go into more detail, but about the entry condition report changing from 3 days for the tenant to return upon possession to 7. Real Estate Excellence, I totally support the domestic and family violence provisions. I encourage the committee, as I say in the submission, about adding a notice to leave for serious breach, whilst we've got a proposed new tribunal application for serious breach, which is defined as what that means. But I'm encouraging the committee to look at what social and public housing or community housing have, which they've got the notice to leave for serious breach and had it for a while. We don't in residential tenancy, and I'm encouraging the committee to look at that. Application for termination for misrepresentation of the lessor agent. So I've got some concerns about that, and clarification I think is needed. Supporting parties about pets, renting with pets. The only real concern, I think they've hit a good balance here, but I do have one real concern because the proposed laws say if the pet is not a type of pet ordinarily kept inside, a condition requiring the pet to be kept outside. Well, what is a pet ordinarily kept inside? So that needs to be defined. There's also notice to leave a contract of sale periodic. The current provision is 4 weeks if the lessor enters into a contract of sale for vacant possession. They're proposing that gets changed to 2 months, and there's a number of factors I talk about in my submission there that you may wish to look at. One of the critical things that I've been saying for a long time is please make sure your lessor client is involved, knows what's proposed, has the opportunity to have their say. We've only got until the 13th of July, and to me, this is the finale. This is the final part of a very long review. So, realestateexcellence.com.au, you'll find all you need to know. You'll see, as I say, the real estate member update link, and then you'll see the real estate industry update link, and then you'll see up at the top of the blogs and the links, the RTRA app review. Members, I'm going to be uploading this to member online as well, and members, of course, particularly, you know where we are if we can be of any assistance and support. So please be sure to have your say, and particularly, critically, as I say, please make sure your investors know this should not be a shock once it all unravels. And it will unravel, and the world won't end, but there will be a lot of change, team. So make sure they know. So thank you for joining me. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.